Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Kilmeade with Fox News Channel. You're listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk. Do not change that dial.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. Kurdish forces say Iraqi troops have taken control of two of the largest oil fields near Kirkuk, but now Kurds seem to be in a fight for their lives. Has this dashed Kurdish hopes for independence? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. Dr. Shirko Abbas is the president of the Kurdistan National Assembly of Syria. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Dr. Shirko Abbas. Welcome back, Dr. Shirko. It's great to have you with us again.
Thank you for inviting me again.
Yes. I mentioned in the intro that Kurdish forces say that Iraqi troops have taken control of two of the largest oil fields near Kirkuk. But now Kurds seem to be in a fight for their lives. What is the situation for the Peshmerga fighters now?
Well, I mean, the Peshmerga fighters, they were given understanding by Americans and also by Iraqi army or government, central government. There would be no attack, and there's no ultimatum for military action. However, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard General Qasem Soleimani and the Hashd al-Shaabi and other militia units that really answer to Iran, not to Abadi, which is a prime minister of Iraq. And they went on and marched against the Kurds. And there was a few individual members of the wife of the former Iraqi President Talabani and one of his son and nephew, that they compromised, they withdrew their Peshmerga due to the carrot and stick threat that Qasem Soleimani, in ultimatum, he gave them. And that caused a vacuum that immediately the Hashd al-Shaabi moved on toward the Kirkuk. And they have so far controlled the whole Kirkuk governorate. This is a disturbing because Americans have not tried to stop, knowing that the Iraqi central government does not control this, and only Iranian Revolutionary Guard, they're the one, Qasem Soleimani and the Iranian government wanted to get rid of American and their allies, and they called the Kurds as a second Zionist state, and they want to dislodge that and out of Iraq, and they marched on, and they're now getting on the border and within the Kurdish regional government proper border. In other words, moving away from the disputed area to now within threaten the Kurdish regional government as well and elsewhere.
Right.
So this is what's going on the ground.
Yeah, and most people don't realize or understand that the, as you just mentioned, that the Iranians have filled this void in the Iraqi government. What does that mean for the Kurdish people?
Well, before answering that, I guess let me answer that. What it means is basically Iran has a good, large, sizable Kurds and other minority in Iran. There are 12 million Kurds. We have probably 15 to 20 million Kurds in Turkey and close to 7 million in Iraq and probably 3 to 4 in Syria. So all these four regimes, they hate each other, but they talk and agree and they coordinate against the Kurds because they split Kurdistan among these four countries, and our area being the most breadbasket and also oil and mineral resources. So they work together to crush the aspiration of the Kurdish people. And Iran wants to basically have a Shia crescent or arc from Iran through Iraq, through Kurdistan of Iraq, through Kurdistan of Syria, all the way to the Mediterranean with the Lebanon, and really pose a threat to Israel and pose the threat to the international community to access the Mediterranean and a threat to Jordan, a threat to the Kurds. So it is horrible because that means they would suffocate Kurds economically, which look like Turkey and Iran, Iraq and Syria doing it already. They're banning any flights, closing border points, no trade, no commerce. They keeping them isolated, and the Kurds don't have weapon. But the question, what we want to know, American used the Kurds in Iraq and Syria to crush ISIS and free this area from ISIS. And this area were disputed that under Iraqi constitution, that the referendum should have held in, I think, 2007, should have been more than a decade ago, to allow this disputed area to have their fate and have referendum. So what they did is, it was not illegal, but they don't want to see the will of the people, that more than 92% of the people voted for independence. And we are not Arabs, we're not Turks, we're not Persian. We need to be our independent country. What's troubling here, all the weapons, the most sophisticated weapon, Abrams tanks and others and Humvees, are going to Iraqi central government, and Iraqi central government by giving Kurds a very minimum, lightweight minimum, and that was under pressure from American to fight ISIS, very minimum, nothing heavy, and most of the heavy weapon was transferred to these militiamen that they are, some of the leader of this militia, the guy who attacked the American embassy in Kuwait, and the guys when the U.S. Liberated Iraq, those people that actually killed American people. So the leader of these, they're anti-American. They killed American, attacked American installation. And the most of these weapons are in their hand. How did it transfer to them? And then Tillerson asking Iraqi central government to tell Iranian militia and all the group to leave, basically Iraqi central government, Abadi, told Tillerson to get lost in a very simple way. It's none of your business. These are part of Iraqi. So they're the people who are actually not listening even to Abadi. Abadi is the most decent one among what is out there, but he is in no position to challenge Iran or Qasem Soleimani. He is just a figurehead, and American insisting to keep this guy and have him reelected next year at all costs, and knowing that Iran is running the shot, and now they're sacrificing their only allies in that region are the Kurds. Yeah. And we protected the Christian, Yazidis, other minorities, Jewish, even Arabs, Muslim, non-Muslim. There's more than 1.8 million refugees in Kurdistan because the Kurds protected them from ISIS.
Yeah, exactly. The Kurds liberated the region from ISIS. Don't they deserve support from the international community?
You would think so. I mean, international community, they're a major blockade. No media talks about this.
No.
It's disturbing that CNN reports that CNN International it portrays that that after Iraqi army returning, which not Iraqi army, which you can clearly see flag of Iranian, picture of Khamenei, the Iranian spiritual leaders and the people call in Qasem Soleimani is coordinating activities in this area, not the Iraqi central government, as they portray. They're the one who's calling the shot running these Kirkuk right now and elsewhere and fighting the Kurds in the battle right now. And yet American insisting that the Kurds basically sacrifice themselves. Wait a minute, we fought on behalf of the humanity. We saved millions of people.
Yes.
We've been the most democratic entity in that region beside our allies, Israel and American helping, need to help, not to undermine and sacrifice for another dictator that it's not their dictator. He cannot be their dictator. He is the most decent Iraqi one, but he has no control over Iraq. And yet, Americans are not helping. And what's disturbing the international community and the media, nobody talks about this. You know, everywhere you go, it's almost like nothing is going on in, out there. And it's a coordinated effort. I mean, we're not sure why the TV, not even conservative or liberal media, very few, only some Jewish outlets and Israeli outlets is talking about this. Nobody else is talking about that the slaughter of the Kurds.
Yeah, exactly, which I find very disturbing. Another thing I found disturbing was when the president said that the U.S. is not taking sides in this when the Kurds already took sides for us. So,
well, U.S. is not taking side means you have when Hezbollah, Iranian revolutionary guard that Trump declared them as terrorists,
right.
And Iranian regime as a not a friend of America on a daily basis said death to America. They're the one threatened the Kurdistan region. They're the one controlling all these militia and march and Kurds. And Trump to say I'm staying neutral. Either he doesn't know what he's talking about, or he is absolutely on the side of Hezbollah and Iran. Look, who opposed the Kurdish? Who are the people are opposing the Kurds? The people ISIS. They oppose the Kurdistan and the Kurds, and they call it as a second Zionist state, and it's a dagger in the heart of Islam. And then we have Hezbollah, Hamas.
Yeah.
We have Iranian Revolutionary Guard. We have the Turkish government, Iraqi government, Syrian government. So these, the people that they're all anti-America, anti-Israel, anti-US, anti-Western, anti-civilization, and yet we're saying we're staying neutral.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's crazy. You can't stay neutral.
Yeah.
And I think it's, I don't, of course, I believe that the president is just ignorant on this. He's not being advised properly. You mentioned 92% of the people voted for independence. Why is this being stalled? Why is independence?
Well, even the Kurds right now, they offered to freeze that and suspend that and have a dialogue with Iraq to stop a fight, but Iraqi it's they're marching on, and it's really again the people. Qasem Soleimani, General Qasem Soleimani, is the leader of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. That basically he exports all these terrorism that Trump called they export Iran the most dangerous regime out there in exporting terrorism. They're the one who are coordinating all these activities, and they have bases now in Iraqi Kurdistan of Soleimaniyah. It's under their control, some of those elements, in Kirkuk, in the Mosul area, in Sinjar. So it is these people who are running the activity with American weapon, and you can see American weapon in these, the leader of this militia that killed American, smiling, laughing, using American weapon to go after the Kurds. And they clearly said that we're going to wipe out America and Israel and the Kurds out of that region. That's clearly, they said that, Iran and everybody else, they said that. So why the U.S. administration is not doing anything, it's really difficult to explain. And to some information I have that mostly Tillerson and McMaster have say in this, that Trump has a little knowledge of what's going on out there.
It's their fault.
And this is disturbing that the president, some of these people like State Department, Tillerson,
yes,
and his team and McMaster are calling some of these shots and really destroying the only... If the Kurds are gone, we're the canaries in the coal mine. If we're gone, Israel's next, Jordan's second, and maybe the other way around. And also, that reaches to Europe, that reaches to the Gulf state as well, and all the oil installations. So it is, if we see all the oil that is in Iraq and Kirkuk, which is one of the second largest oil, maybe third installation in the world, under control of militia, they have all the money. Of course, let's look. Obama gave them billions of dollars to Iran to export this terrorism. But now Trump is giving them much more than Obama.
Yes.
All the oil, the whole Iraq, the whole Syria, to these militia to basically terrorize and really turn the Kurds into submission to the regime. And that's a dangerous thing we're doing. And I don't understand why the international community, why the media is not focusing on this.
Yes, and you nailed it when you said two of the problems are Tillerson and McMaster, sadly.
We need John Bolton in the State Department. Really, honestly, John Bolton is the best. Ambassador Bolton is one of the best people who came out against this crazy policy, and he's promoting the Kurdistan. Having Kurdistan is a way to balance power in that region and also put a blockade to Iran, and Iran knows having the Kurds of Syria and Iraq in their way, that stops them to create their arc or Shia crescent in the Mediterranean, and that's what they don't want to, they want, basically, it's amazing that the U.S. administration don't get it.
No, and I couldn't agree with you more. John Bolton would be perfect. Dr. Shirko, what would you like the listeners to do in order to help persuade the president and the administration?
Please call the White House. Please call the State Department. Please call your local elected officials and have them, do a hearing on this. This is really a hearing. We're the canary. We're the first fish to fry, and then our allies, Israel, is next. Hezbollah was a big problem for Israel, and once in a while it does raids and attack and make sure they don't get missiles. But now they have the most sophisticated American tanks and weapons at their disposal, and the oil of Iraq and Syria and their hand will, and all the way access to the Mediterranean, to Lebanon, to Syria, to Iraq, to Iran. That is a major threat. Israel doesn't have enough aircraft and does not have enough manpower to really counter these extremists out there. So the only thing you need to do is work with the Kurds, in that region. You have 40 million Kurds strong in that region to stop Iran's hegemony and stop even the Turkish new Ottoman Empire that is also becoming a threat.
Right.
So this is a way to balance these major threatening power coming from that spot.
Yeah.
So please call your local representative, have them do a hearing and support Kurdish independence as a way to preserve American interests. We're not asking for Americans to be boots on the ground. We were the boots on the ground. All we're asking politically even support us. Even politically, they went on the side of Iran. Everybody else went on the side of Iran and Hezbollah by going against the Kurdish referendum. Why it's okay for American to vote, why it's not okay for the Kurds? What's wrong? What crime we made to say, okay, where do we want to be? But it was just to vote. It was not even going into independence. It just said, here's our aspiration. This is what the people of Kurdistan wants.
Yes, and sadly, again, it is people like Tillerson and it is people like McMaster that have too much influence. So now it's up to the people to demand that their representatives now have a hearing on this, because the Kurdish people have been standing up for us. They, as you just said, have been the boots on the ground against ISIS. And also the Kurds understand the enemy over there. Am I correct?
Absolutely. And not a single American got killed there. Most of the Kurdish area is working Americans and Europeans and Israelis with flowers and warm heart and greet them and they identify with America and with the West. And I don't understand why we're sacrificing them. And to my understanding from the inside administration that Trump is not... he is not calling this activity. He's basically acting on recommendation from his team, but his team is not giving him the full picture, Tillerson and McMaster and a few others. So this is a horrible thing that President Trump needs to really honor what he said during the primary, that we should support the Kurds, work with the Kurds. And you know what? If you sacrifice the Kurds, then you have Israel on its own. You have a collapse of a lot of the monarchs in a Gulf state, which oil prices could be a big, huge on American and elsewhere.
Yes.
So it is a threat. And having all the resources and oil and money of those nations at their hand, these terrorists will terrorize. Again, look at every single day, death to America, death to Israel. This is what Iran says. And those people, same people, say now death to Kurdistan, and they're same people now controlling portion of Kurdistan and all in the, all the Kurdish area of Kirkuk and Sinjar and elsewhere. So President Barzani and the Iraqi Kurdistan are the most loyal ally and the most compatible, and the Kurds of that region the most compatible and have the same value and share the value that we have as an American. We owe it to them. They sacrificed thousands of lives, and Americans sacrificed thousands of lives and billions of dollars for American treasury to oust some of those radical regimes and terrorists out of there. And now we give that all on a silver platter to Iran?
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Dr. Shirko, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the Kurdistan National Assembly?
They can go on kurdnas.org. KURDNAS.org or on the Facebook, and I would really appreciate if they can look at us on the Facebook. But more importantly, please call your representative, because now the only way is to do a hearing. The only way to have the foreign, especially if your representative have an Armed Services Committee, Intelligence Committee, and the Foreign Relation or affairs, please contact your senators, congressmen or women, and really we need that help. They need to act on this.
Absolutely, and I will have all that information, including a way for the listeners to go directly to their representative so that you can write to them, and I will let you know what all the information you need to know in order to help the Kurdish people. I will have that on my live show page. Just go to AndreRusso.com, click on the On Air button, and right under the show description, you'll find the links that Dr. Shirko just shared. Thanks so much, Dr. Shirko, for taking the time.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate your help. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. And until your next visit, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.
Bye.